Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Is It Normal? The Pregnancy Podcast with me, Jessie Ware, for this special bonus episode. We want to make sure that you're looked after and you're looking after yourself and other people around you are looking after you. So I've decided to get the help of food doula, Kate Longdon, to chat about how you can kind of prep for postpartum. How would you say it, Kate?
Yeah, how you can prepare for the womb-averse to universe transition.
That's amazing. I've never heard of that one.
Oh, yeah. That's sort of how I see it. It's like, you know, you get to a point where you do so much birth prep, or, you know, it's becoming more commonplace to do birth prep and have plans. Yeah. And the next piece of the puzzle is, yeah, trying to plan for the bit after that, I guess.
So I heard of you through Instagram. You messaged me. We kind of started chatting a bit on the old gram. Mm. And it was the food doula popped up. Now, can you explain for some people that may not know what a doula is and then what a food doula is?
So a doula is traditionally a woman who supports other women. That traditionally might be for birth and after birth. There are now kind of death doulas. And I sort of had done quite a lot of research during my pregnancy and, you know, came across doulas and what they do. And when I had the idea for the business, I was really just trying to think of a name, essentially. My business is frozen ready meals for new parents and also people kind of going through any other transitions in life that are sort of tricky. Mm. And I really liked the idea of being food support, you know, using that definition of support for doula and just doing what I am passionate about, which is, yeah, sort of cooking and making delicious food.
And that is so important, isn't it? That time where, I mean, I've never appreciated someone so much than when I got food delivered to me. I remember people bringing lasagnas, fish pies, yeah. And then it would become like cook vouchers. And it's that ease of kind of, you know, both of you are tired, you and your partner, you may have other kids, and just that ease of having something that, the problem is some of those foods aren't as nutritious as you want them to be, and you end up eating loads of takeaways because you can't actually think about what to do.
That's it. And you hemorrhage cash on Deliveroo. I mean, I remember, yes, we were living in London when I had my daughter 5 years ago, and I had prepped a bit. I'd done some batch cooking before she came, but, you know, you just are not prepared for the level of exhaustion, are you? And I think I assumed that because I love cooking and, you know, love spending my time in the kitchen,
yeah,
that would be something I could keep up. And that is definitely not true.
So, I mean, you provide frozen meals that people can buy and order online. But what would be some of your kind of key points of when you're pregnant, how you can prep for that time after when you haven't got the time to do that?
Like I was saying before, I think, you know, we do the birth prep, we do the birth planning, but actually having a plan for postpartum in terms of batch cooking or asking other people to batch cook for you so that, you know, your freezer is ready. Mm. You can't tell when your baby's going to come at 36 weeks, 42 weeks. So even starting at the beginning of your pregnancy, sort of starting to practice the batch cooking, you know, getting into that habit. And also I think a lot of it is around communication with your partner and almost setting those expectations of, you know, who's going to do what and kind of delegating. And obviously in those early days, the role that the mother will play is essentially lying in bed and looking after babe. And so it's about having that communication beforehand with your partner or with friends or family about what you're going to need. And, you know, yes, it will mean that lots of the time they are preparing food or they are doing house stuff, but that is just what needs to happen in order to for things to function okay and to best support our mental health during that early bit.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? Because everyone wants to hold the baby, obviously, but the baby mostly wants the mum or the parent that's giving the milk. So like, and so it's hard because then your partner becomes the cleaner, the cook, the washer, all of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there can be resentment with that.
Yeah.
And also it's kind of, it doesn't seem as fun as you who is lying in bed and it looks like you're having a really, I mean, you are having a lovely time a lot of the time, having the best snuggles ever, but it's also quite exhausting. It's incredibly exhausting those first few months.
Definitely.
Okay, so what would be some of the batch food you would suggest or what that you stock? Because, I mean, I appreciate all the brownies that got sent to me, but then my arse did not appreciate it, I think, as much. And actually, it became a bit of a hindrance, another slice of cake. Poor me. But, it doesn't make you feel good, does it?
No. So what we really want is warm, digestible foods. You know, after the marathon of birth, your body is, for want of a better word, screwed.
Right, yes.
So it needs as much support as possible to just easily digest, to keep yourself regular. Obviously, there's the first poo fear that we all have that is almost more scary than the act of actually giving birth.
Terrifying.
So, yeah, easily digestible, warm foods. And, you know, foods that you can eat with a spoon, ideally, because often you're holding a baby or you're kind of half lying down or whatever. So lots of soups, stews, curries, and also things that will support your digestion. So lots of fibre, fortified cereal, and as many different fruits and vegetables as you can imagine. You know, I think the key for pregnancy eating and postpartum, and really just in general, is variety for your gut. You know, as many different coloured foods as possible. I think what's really important is that you've almost make a list of, you know, things that you want to eat that will hit your sort of good proteins and your good fibre and B12. You can have a sort of list of those on the fridge so that if your partner's doing the shopping, they know what to buy, or you've got a list of quick meals that you're going to make. So when you're kind of in that fog and you're undecisive and you don't know, you know, it's a lot to kind of then think, oh, what am I going to cook? So one, having a list of meals that you have prepared that are in the freezer, because often if you're like me, you sort of sometimes forget to label your own. Obviously, I do for my business, but you're like, oh, what is this strange brown thing?
Yes.
And then also a list of things that you can easily make when baby's here, just to remind yourself so you're not faced with that, oh, you know, God, what am I going to make? I think also setting that expectation maybe for your partner that every evening they make you a smoothie that sits in the fridge for first thing in the morning.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That becomes part of their routine, you know, that. Yes. So you want lots of nuts and seeds and, you know, dried fruits you can put in there. Cacao if you want to make it chocolatey. You don't have to buy fresh fruit. Frozen fruits are fine, you know.
I love them in smoothies.
Flash frozen. So they've got all the nutrients that you need as much as sort of anything fresh. And even, you know, make a soup for the next day or something if you haven't got anything in the freezer. So it's just putting those regimented routine things in place. Because I also find that the partners, they want that role. They want sort of clear direction of what to do. Otherwise, they are sort of feeling a bit helpless because, you know, really, like you said, babe just wants the mama.
Yeah. Are there any sweet treats that you suggest? Because sometimes you do want that hit of sugar. Yeah. I mean, I know we can make smoothies quite sexy with a bit of peanut butter and cacao, but something that feels naughty that is going to really help.
So I make sort of energy logs. So they're cacao and oat and honey. So it's really, really simple. You blitz up dates. So dates are really your best friend when it comes to kind of healthy sweet treats and for the old bowel department, which is good after birth. So you'd blitz those up with like a blender or Nutribullet and then chuck in some cacao powder and some oats. Yeah, you get a dough essentially, and you can just roll it out or make it into balls or whatever. And, you know, if you put enough cacao in with honey, so the honey will kind of balance out the bitterness of the cacao, then those are really sweet.
Ooh.
or blending cacao with honey and coconut cream and then setting it in the fridge, and that makes like a sort of chocolate dessert, basically.
Lovely.
You know, get recipes and send them to your friends. And the request that you don't have a new bouncer or a carrier, like, you know, you want some help with freezer stock.
Yeah.
Also a great gift to ask for if people are sort of wanting to help you prepare is a NutriBullet if you don't have one, a slow cooker for kind of, you know, being able to just chuck loads of veg and meat if you eat meat, and obviously spices and stuff in the morning, and then by the evening it's ready. Yeah. Also a toasty maker, like a good panini grill. You know, that's something that's really quick and it's a bit more exciting than having a cold sandwich, and you can roast veggies and have melted cheese. And I think in postpartum, also we put too much pressure on ourselves to eat well, whereas actually just eating is a start, you know, like eating your three meals a day. But also it's keeping the joy in food and having food that satisfies you and not getting too hepped up with, you know, oh, it has to be just bone broth and extremely healthy. Like, we have to care for ourselves by also satisfying our need for the foods we love. But it's about finding food that, yes, is incidentally healthy, but mainly it's just delicious. So toasties with whole grain bread, you know, you really want to be eating whole grains where you can. Roasting veg and having melted cheese, I mean, you can't really go wrong with a hot sandwich, can you?
No, you can't. And I guess if you're adding to your family, a toasty can always go down well with kids.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, this may be their first baby, and so maybe they've got a little bit more time. Now, adding a few other kids into the equation, I know you, how many kids do you have? Two?
I've just got two now, yeah.
Did you find the transition from one to two hard? I mean, I presume that you had your freezer stocked.
Fully stocked.
And you were all ready, but was it hard trying to kind of keep your daughter happy, who needed to be fed too and indulged a bit? And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's five now, my older one, and my son is 4 months. So I did have a freezer full of food left over from the business that I kind of kept back. So I put the business on pause. She generally will eat the same foods to us, and then I add stuff to really funk it up for us, like homemade condiments and, like, you know, just things that will make it a bit more adult. So I try to minimize cooking as much as possible, to be honest. You'd have those meal times where she's not that into something, but I'll try it a week later and she is. So it's just like not writing it off totally. I find with her having foods that are on the table that she can kind of build herself. So whether it's kind of wraps and things to sprinkle on top, because that kind of makes it playful. So that helped in postpartum. I mean, really, we all end up kind of cobbling life together. But I think it's planning as much as you can ahead for how tough it's going to be, you know.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What are some of the foods to avoid? I mean, I've had a baby in the summer, and the first week that he was here, it was like that heat wave. And all I wanted was kind of fresh salads and things like that. I didn't really want soups.
Yeah.
And then I got told that I was eating too much raw food that wasn't very good for my body at that point. Is there anything that you think you should avoid?
The avoiding raw foods is more about digestion. It's really just after postpartum, it is harder for your body to digest because it's all moving back together and it's all sort of trying to work out what's just happened, basically. Mm. And I think a lot of this needs to be about intuition and listening to your body. You know, it's like not necessarily avoiding raw food or salads, but, you know, just having bits alongside other things. You know, can you have a stew with a kind of salsa, fresh salsa on top? I'm very into kind of adding things that will kind of zing things up a bit.
Yeah.
And support your body day to day rather than taking the, oh, you know, I shouldn't eat that. Mm. If you are breastfeeding or chest feeding, mm-hmm. then it's about responding to your baby.
Yeah.
I mean, some people sort of said to me in those early days when my baby had colic, maybe you should cut out chili and garlic.
And
I just was like, no.
Did you not?
I didn't. I didn't do any of that. It didn't. I mean, colic is, it's more with the reflux, I think, when they can become sicky. But again, I think it's not having that just cutting out approach. It's noticing.
Uh-huh.
If we slow down enough to notice and respond accordingly, then I think, you know, it's much less stressful.
And being mindful.
Being mindful. And I think in order to do that, we have to try and have slow postpartums. You know, I think that's really the priority. Because if we are sort of rushing around and trying to get out, then we're not as likely to be able to notice and, yeah, be mindful of how our body and how our baby's bodies are responding. That's why it's so important to have those first 40 days at home, mainly.
The fourth trimester.
Yeah, you know, on the sofa, in bed.
Yeah.
So that we really get to know our babies and get to sort of heal our bodies how they need.
I think I definitely learnt that this time round. The midwife said, just chill out. Don't try and do too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm quite a lazy person, so it kind of suited me to stay in bed. And I was like, I've been told doctor's orders. And I definitely saw that if I kind of tried to do too much, I'd bleed more when I was kind of maybe overexerting myself, even though, of course, we all bleed and it can go on for, you know, 6 weeks. But I definitely noticed if I'd gone out and kind of done something that maybe was slightly strenuous, like walking up the hill to drop my son to nursery after 2 weeks, I'd bleed more.
And that's actually not something that we're really told that much.
No.
Direct correlation with you do more and you bleed. And I think often we'll think, oh no, why am I bleeding? But actually, yeah, that's not information that is kind of routinely given, is it?
Totally. And then I also, regarding milk production, I mean, I've always had a bit of a stress about the milk production. And for the second child, I had like these lactation milkshakes ready, which I went a bit Regina George on and like was like backing like three a day because they were delicious. Yeah. And weirdly, my milk production wasn't increasing. I don't know. So are there any foods that you kind of recommend that can help promote milk production if somebody is stressing out, they're breastfeeding and they feel like potentially they haven't got enough milk?
I think, I mean, oats get sort of lots of press for this. And I follow lactation consultants on social media. Mm. And actually, there is some research, but there's also, you can find what you want to find. So like with anything, I think if you are struggling with milk production, actually, the best thing to do is talk to your professional or seek a lactation consultant who can help you more with that. I mean, yeah, using oats either in your smoothies or something that I do is I make up a big vat of overnight oats at the beginning of the week and they last 5 days in the fridge. So a huge Tupperware so that they're ready in the morning to then top with, you know, your peanut butter or your kind of just as many fruits as possible.
Yes. So your key recommendations would be batch cook or ask people to bring nutritious food round.
Yep.
I love that suggestion of the smoothie the night before. And also, I never really thought about the slow cooker. I haven't even got mine out, but it is that thing where you plonk it in, you don't have to keep on stirring it.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea. Are there any more tips that you can offer?
Definitely. I think it's getting into the routine of harnessing our energy when we have it to do a bit of prep so that you've planned ahead for those times when you are depleted. And it's kind of recognising that. Also, I think it's sort of having like condiments that you can make quickly in the fridge that will funk up any food.
Mm.
So things like flavoured yogurts, flavoured Greek yogurts. I put like chipotle sauce in a yogurt or miso paste in a yogurt. So you've kind of always got things in the fridge, even if you've got an egg on toast. I mean, eggs are extremely good food for protein. And so you've got kind of fun yogurts or pestos or salsas that you can just make really quickly, have in the fridge, that then just make our food a bit more exciting. Because I think so much adventure is sort of taken away from us, really, in postpartum. You're in one place, you're surrounded by four walls, you know, you're not kind of necessarily getting those other sort of sensory experiences we have when we're sort of out and about. So it's about kind of, treating ourselves with the adventure of food and not settling for just eating to fill a hole.
Kate, thank you so much for joining us and giving us some amazing tips. In fact, I'm going to get my husband to make me a smoothie tonight for tomorrow. That is genius. And really appreciate you chatting to us on Is It Normal?
No, thank you so much. Thanks for inviting me on.
If you are enjoying Is It Normal, the pregnancy podcast, we would love to hear from you. Review it if you fancy, or you can just give it a little like or subscribe. It all really, really helps to build the community of other pregnant women that are going through this too.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to be in your ears again very soon.